expensive. The Albanese government previously said such questions would be admitted, labeling them divisive, but after a community and opposition backlash, she confirmed the questions would be included. From Equality Australia says it provides the government with valuable information.
This is a sensible and moral course of action. For the very first time in Australia, crucial data about some of the most vulnerable populations in this country will be collected.
The New South Wales government has already point-to-point speed cameras to go back into road improvement. Cameras will be rolled out in regional parts of the state in a six-month trial aimed at reducing the road time. 27 people have died on the state's roads so far this year, two more than the same time last year. State Minister for Transport and Roads, Jenny Hatchison, says all revenue will go back into improving roads.
It's really important to understand that the revenue from these speed cameras will be used to improve our roads. All of that money that is raised doesn't go into general revenue. To the Centre for Road Safety, where it's used to improve roads through funding to adapt the Towards Zero Safer Roads program.
Vietnam says Hurricane Yang has 14 people, including four in a landslide, making landfall in the country's north. Disrupted power supplies and telecommunications in the capital of Hanoi, which is flooding, selling trees and damaging homes. Yardin has now been transferred into a tropical depression on the recent habit in northern Vietnam, southern China and the Philippines, claiming dozens of lives in trouble. Acclaimed British-based guitarist Heavy Star is who works at the last and for Elton John has died aged 86. The BBC's Guy Lambert looks back at his life.
It was in the 60s he acquired his reputation as a session bass guitarist, joining the pop band In 1977, he joined the final lineup of T-Rex alongside Mark Bolan. And remember the iconic bass line in Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side? That's Herbie, the family who paid tribute to his legacy, writing on social media, "We'll miss you, Uncle Herbie. Rock on."
Lauren Parker and James Turner will carry the Australian flag at the closing ceremony of the Paris Paralympics. Became the first Australian to win two different sports at the same games in 48 years, with Paris triathlon and Paris cycling and road race swimming. Turner will try
very interesting. About what we're